Jacksonville, New York, and W233 AH in Monticello. Stay tuned for Now and Then coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the music of the Canadian singer-songwriter Neil Young. Happy New Year to you, all of my friends and neighbors and the listening audience here of WJFF. Heartfelt Happy New Year to you, even though there is snow out there so deep on the ground. Winter is a beautiful time, not just the holidays, but is there something about the season that lends itself to reflection? It's a time of memories. And thinking back in your own personal story and all the Christmases and all the New Year's and all the years that, you spend. And for me, it's fascinating how we're all so interconnected. It's been a wonderful year. And when I think about what spurs a songwriter, what is it that people, my favorite musicians, what do they write about? What are their songs about? And Neil Young's album called Psychedelic Pill has a song on it called Drifting Back. This is a magical song for me. It captures that feeling of savoring some choice memories in your own life. And it's a perfect song for winter reflection. It's a very long song. It's from his album called Psychedelic Pill, which was just released in 2012. So let's listen to this long meditative journey from Neil Young and Crazy Horse. This song is called Drifting Back.
I'm drifting back. Hey now, now, hey now, now, I'm drifting back. Dreaming about the way things sound now, write about them in my book. Worry that you can't hear me now, feel the time I took to help you feel this feeling, let you ride along. Dreaming about the way you feel now when you hear my song. I'm drifting back. I'm drifting back. We'll be right back. I got my mantra. Gave them 35 bucks now. Gave it to the Maharishi. It went to the organization. Excuse my religion. Dreaming about the way things feel now. Write it in. Thank you.
Crazy Horse, Drifting Back. That's from Psychedelic Pill. Neil Young recorded two albums in 2012 with his old friends, Crazy Horse. The album Psychedelic Pill, and also another album featuring American folk songs called Americana. There's four guys in Crazy Horse. Neil Young is on vocals and guitar, Billy Talbot on bass and vocals, Ralph Molina on drums and vocals, and Frank Pancho San Pedro on guitar and vocals. Yeah, Psychedelic Pill. You know, also in 2012, Neil Young released an autobiography called Waging Heavy Peace, A Hippie Dream. And it's an autobiography published on Blue Rider Press and the Penguin Group. And I haven't actually read this book yet, but I'm very tempted to make it one of my something that I want to read soon. I'm familiar with Neil Young's music, but it's always fascinating to hear the backstory. You know, he does talk about so many of the important things in his life. But one of the things he talks about is his obsession with the sound of things. And maybe this is at the heart of why Neil Young is such an amazing songwriter. It's the sound of the words. It's the sound of the melody. The way that things are recorded, he's very, very demanding that things are recorded in a live audio environment. When he goes in to record, and you could hear on that song Drifting Back, it's kind of like a controlled jam session, but it has a whole lot more structure than most rock and roll jam sessions do. So it's an amazing thing that gives him his genius, his depth. He's developed his own audio format. You're familiar with the concept of an MP3. In fact, he mentions it in Drifting Back. You know, he puts down the MP3. And the MP3... you know, having lived through the last half of the 20th century, you know, we went from really high quality audiophile recordings with the London Stereophonic sound system and the advent of the four track and then the mixing board and sound just got to be really rich. And then something happened when they started to convert it to a digital format. They started to take tiny slices of the music and they sample it 41,000 times a minute, and you don't really hear the entire waveform. You just hear samples taken at various times of the waveform. And so that's what Neil is talking about when he says, you know, you don't get all the music, you just get a small part of it. And that's the difference between an analog recording and a digital recording. Analog captures the whole waveform, the way that it happens in the air. And vinyl was mainly recorded using analog systems. So this Psychedelic Pill album has been released in three different formats. One is, you know, the digital CD format, which can then be further compressed to an MP3, released as a vinyl, and then also released as a Blu-ray DVD disc. Anyway, Neil Young's audio format is called Pure Sound Audio, and he calls it the Pono Sound, P-O-N-O, and he really wants it to replace MP3s. So it, not only is he obsessed with the recording sound, but the guitars that he plays, the amplifiers that he's used, and the things that he actually plays with are as much a part of his art form as the chord changes and the lyrics, the sound of the music. So the title track of Psychedelic Pill has a very interesting effect called a phasing effect. We're about to listen to that title track called Psychedelic Pill. It's got this phasing effect, and the very first time I ever heard this effect was done by the Allman Brothers Band. Back when they were recording in the late 60s, they did a phasing effect when the two Allman Brothers would play their dual lead guitars. They would do this phasing effect, which is two exact pieces of music played with a tiny, tiny delay between them, maybe just a microsecond delay, and it gives us this strange panning wah-wah effect. You'll hear what I'm talking about when we listen to the title track of Neil Young and Crazy Horse. This is Psychedelic Pill.
Shiny dress, oh, look at those party moves. She's looking for a good time. She loves the dance and she loves the action. Wherever the party goes, she's looking for a good time.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Psychedelic Pill. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning community radio, member-supported community radio, non-commercial public radio for the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. What more can I say? All right. So Neil Young and Crazy Horse, the album we just heard, Psychedelic Pill, was released in October of 2012. And earlier in that very same year, just a few months earlier, in June of 2012, Neil Young and Crazy Horse released another album called Americana. I love this album. Americana is, you know, typically Neil Young is writing his own songs. But this album, Americana, is a collection of traditional folk songs. And what is so inspiring for me about hearing songs like "Oh Susanna, Don't You Cry For Me." He does "Oh Susanna." He does "Oh My Darling, Oh My Darling Clementine." He does "Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley." I mean, he does all these really American traditional songs, Stephen Foster songs, you know, Woody Guthrie songs. He does "This Land Is Your Land." And we know these songs. I'm so used to hearing these songs sung by folk musicians for years that it's truly astounding to hear what happens when Neil Young goes into the studio with his band. It's just like he's bringing in one of his own songs. He makes these songs his very own, and it's astounding the new life he breathes into this music. And these songs, we think we know these songs, but there's a lot of verses that haven't been sung for quite a while. So I have a quote from Neil Young about the music on the Americana album. I'll read this quote to you, and then we're going to listen to Neil Young and Crazy Horse do their version of Clementine. Here's what Neil Young has to say. "Every one of these songs on Americana has verses that have been ignored, and those are the key verses. Those are the things that make these songs live. They're a little heavy for kindergartners to be singing. The originals are much darker. There's more protest in them. The other verses in 'This Land Is Your Land' are very timely." Yeah. Or in Clementine, the verses are so dark. "Almost everyone has to do with people getting killed, with life or death struggles. You don't hear much about that. They've been made into something much more light. So I moved them away from that gentler interpretation. With new melodies and arrangements, we could use the folk process to invoke the original meanings for this generation."
Daughter, have should have gone back to the F sharp minor and come what, back on one of those times.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse from the Americana album. Maybe you recognized Oh My Darling Clementine. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And even though it is freezing outside, the water is flowing, and we're hydropowered. It's a good thing. All right, let's listen to another song from the Psychedelic Pill album. The song is called Walk Like a Giant. Here's the lyrics. I used to walk like a giant on the land. Now I feel like a leaf floating in a stream. I want to walk like a giant. I want to walk like a giant on the land. Me and some of my friends, we were going to save the world. We were trying to make it better. We were ready to save the world. But then the weather changed, and the white got stained, and it fell apart, and it breaks my heart. But think about how close we came. I want to walk like a giant on the land. Tried to head for long and straight. We were riding on the desert wind. We were pulling in the spiritual, riding on the desert wind. We could see it in the distance, getting closer every minute. We saw the lights and spiritual shining, getting closer every minute. Then we skipped the rails, and we started to fail, and we folded up. And it's not enough. Think about how close we came. I want to walk like a giant on the land. Whenever I see the big fire coming to burn down all my ideas, I try to hold on to my thinking and remember how it feels. When I'm looking right in your eyes and hearing your happy laughter, when I'm seeing your blue eyes shining and hear your happy laughter. So the moment came and the big sky rained and it put out the fire except in my desire. When I think about how good it feels, I want to walk like a giant on the land. I want to walk like a giant on the land.
Thank you.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today, Neil Young and Crazy Horse. And thank you so much for listening. Support for this program comes from the community and from The Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're also streaming online. Visit our website, WJFFRadio.org. I've got 19 degrees outside of our studios here in Jeffersonville, New York, and the forecast for tonight is mostly clear.